I'm Sam Newland, a student at USF in Tampa, and this is University Beat. The University of South Florida's Contemporary Art Museum is piloting a five-week photography class where the students are picking up cameras and making art. And those students? They're all veterans. They meet for about 4 hours each week, where they learn different picture-taking techniques. Larry Busby is one of the 15 vets in the course. When he joined the Navy in 1978, he had a passion for photography, but dropped the hobby when he left.
After I got out of the Navy 10 years later, I set my camera down and went out to get a real job because I didn't want to do the starving artist thing. Mm-hmm. So I became a park ranger eventually and been a park ranger for 24 years.
Now that Busby is getting ready to retire, he's interested again in photography, this time as a career. But for a man who used to develop film in a dark room, he found himself lost in a digital age.
About 2 years ago, I picked it up, and the whole world had changed since 30-plus years ago. So I had to learn how to use digital. I didn't know what a JPEG or a RAW file was. I didn't know the difference. I megabytes, megapixels. I don't know any of that. So I had to learn it.
Jim Riemann teaches the class. He's also the lead photography instructor at the Art Institute, Tampa.
It's a photography workshop where we introduce them to means of making portraits. Every week we talk a little bit about the concept, and then we do some technical stuff, and then we try to put it all together.
And so what exactly are you guys working on this week?
This week is isolated subjects. So photographing a subject with a simplified background where everything that we get from the picture comes from the subject themselves.
What for you is the most rewarding part about this type of program?
Oh, I just love being around people that are learning to make something, and that moment when they're like, ooh, and you know, they get that spark of excitement, that's what I really enjoy.
In this week's class, Busby, the student, has a specific vision for the photo he wants to take.
But what I want is just a totally black background with just a beam of purple light shooting up behind you. That's what I'm going for.
The process for the students is trial and error. After about a dozen failed attempts, Busby finally captures the picture he was looking for.
Looked like I got it that time. Oh yeah, that's better.
Organizers say the program isn't about therapy, but more about art. Whether photography is a career, like it will be for Busby, but for fellow student Jamie Williams, it's for fun. She served in the Navy for 6 years before graduating from USF Sarasota Manatee in 2017.
Photography is just one of those things where no matter what you do, people can't tell you if it's a good, bad, or wrong photo. It's you. It's something that you liked at that moment that represents how you were feeling or thinking or wanted to capture something that was beautiful to you in the world.
But for Busby, the course is also giving him an opportunity to tell his own story. He flew spy planes in surveillance missions for the Navy. Busby compared his job to what some scouting drones do in the military today. Now, some of his work reflects those veiled experiences.
So that's why I do. I obscured my face in all of these pictures that tell my story of my jobs. They were just, like I said, just nameless, faceless jobs that people know. Nobody knew who did it, but somebody did it, and that was me.
USF's Contemporary Art Museum will display two photographs from each of the 15 participants that will be shown in December. Museum staff hopes they will be able to continue this program in the future. To see the students at work, visit our website at wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Sam Newland.